And I think I've admitted this once or twice, but you know, I'll admit it again. I'm a big enough man to admit my shortcomings. I mean, I only have one or two, but I can admit them. Episode 1232 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: use Strava segments for speed workouts. Hey, y'all, who among us wouldn't want to be just a little bit more productive on a daily basis? Lord knows, if you're anything like me, you've tried different things. Maybe you've tried time blocking. Maybe you've tried the Pomodoro technique. Maybe you've tried just pure stubbornness / pigheadedness / discipline to just, you know, get locked in and get things done no matter what. Because by God, I've got to get things done. Thankfully, there is a better way, and something that I've been talking about recently and something that I've been using for, goodness gracious, what's it been now? 5-6 months, something like that. And it is Magic Mind, and it's simple. It's simple. It's literally a shot. I don't know if it's quite a shot. Maybe it's a shot and a half if we're playing the Diz Runs drinking game. Maybe it would be a shot and a half. I don't know. But instead of it being an alcohol that's maybe or maybe not so good for you, this is all just good for you ingredients that helps you stay focused, helps you have a little bit of energy, maybe helps you even de-stress a little bit. But for me, the focus benefits of a shot of Magic Mind every day is just, I don't know. I've gotten more done in the last handful of months than maybe I've gotten done in a year period at any point of late. And a big part of that is the Magic Mind. So if you haven't checked it out yet, and obviously, you know, this is talking about like maybe your workday situation, but I've also used it before a run and been just locked in, focused on whether it's a speed workout, whether it's a long run, goodness gracious, race day, get locked in mentally, get out there and cruise. So it's got running benefits. It's got real life benefits. Whether you take it every day, whether you take it just when you need it. Although, you know, the more consistent you are with just about anything, the more benefit it has. Same is true with Magic Mind, but you do you. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. I am here to tell you, you get some Magic Mind. You're not going to regret it. Head over to magicmind.com. That's the website. I'm sorry, magicmind.com/DizRuns. That way they know you're coming from here. I mean, you could just go to Magic Mind if you wanted to, but then we don't get credit for sending you. And, you know, that's not ideal. So go to magicmind.com/DizRuns to let them know that you came from this podcast. And, you know, sign up for a subscription. But if you want to get a one-off just to test it, hey, that's okay too. But one way or the other, use the code DizRuns at 20. I'm sorry, Diz20 at checkout. You'd think I'd have my ish together today. It's spring break. Nothing's together anymore. Diz20 at checkout. Save yourself 20%, at least 20% on a one-off, up to 56% on a subscription. So the 20% is in addition to the different savings levels that the different subscription terms also provide. So it can be up to 56%, minimum of save 20%. One way or the other, you're gonna get way more than a 20% benefit on your focus. You're going to, I don't know, 100%, 150%, 1,000%. Maybe I'm writing checks I can't cash there, but you're going to be more focused. You're going to be more locked in, whether it's out on the road or the trail, whether it's at the office or work or wherever your office happens to be. Maybe your office is the road or the trail, in which case, hats off to you. But one way or the other, magicmind.com/DizRuns, Diz20 at checkout. Thank me later. So today, talking about something that I've stumbled upon recently, and it relates to speed workouts. Something that maybe I don't talk about as much as I should as it relates to kind of heart rate training, my philosophy of running slow, racing fast, keeping your easy runs easy. And quite frankly, and what I do talk about a lot, is running easy the vast majority of the time. And I'm not trying to, you know, backpedal from that. I still think that most of us, and by most of us, I mean probably all of us, but you know, there's an exception to every rule, but most of us would benefit from more easy miles, fewer high intensity miles. But the thing that gets lost in translation, and again, apologies, I maybe don't do as good a job of explaining this as I should. We still need to do some hard workouts. There's still benefits of getting out there and hammering once in a while. Now, what is once in a while? It's gonna depend. Chug-a-lug, maybe chug-a-lug your Magic Mind or chug-a-lug something different. But it depends on how much you're running, what your base is like, what your overall mileage is like, what your goals are, where you are in a training cycle. There's a lot of variables that determine should we do speed workouts once a week, once every couple weeks, once a month, you know, maybe a couple times a week, depending on where you are, what your situation is. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, doing the occasional speed workout is important. Now, what speed workout is best? We've talked about this recently, or not recently. It's been a minute. Might be a good idea to bring this out as a best of-ish one of these days. But let me get you a show number here real quick in case you want to dig into an episode from back in the day, episode 739. So it's been a minute. But we talked about what was the best speed workout for runners. Spoiler alert, it really doesn't matter. Whatever workout you do, whatever workout you execute the best for most of us in most situations is the workout that you should do. But, you know, maybe there's one or two workouts that you're pretty good at executing, right? Maybe it's a short repeat, a quarter mile repeat, or a 2 minute repeat, 3 minute repeat, something like that. Hey, nothing wrong with just, you know, bringing that workout out most every time. Maybe you want to mix it up once in a while. I don't know. But it can get stale, right? It doesn't mean that it's not still providing benefits. If you're executing it correctly, if you're pushing hard for the whatever repeats you're doing, or a tempo run or hill repeat, whatever it is, there's, again, if you're executing it correctly, it's going to move your fitness forward. But from time to time, you know, we can get a little bit, I don't want to say burnt out, but maybe burnt out, but certainly bored of more of the same. Maybe you're like me and you just don't like doing speed workouts. You just don't, you're B minus enough, which, I mean, we all know I'm as B minus as it gets. But you can't really be bothered to like program a workout into your watch, which I know is not hard. It's not difficult. I understand this. But at the same time, I can't be bothered to type in, you know, to get on the app or get on the computer if you're depending on what device you might have and create a workout, upload it, get it rolling. Like I just, what a pain. So, you know, when it comes to doing speed workouts, admittedly, and I think I've admitted this once or twice, but you know, I'll admit it again. I'm a big enough man to admit my shortcomings. I mean, I only have one or two, but I can admit them, right? I don't do very many speed workouts. It's something that this year I've tried to do a little bit better job on, and I think so far so good, but you know, still a small sample size. But I don't do a lot of speed workouts because I don't particularly care to set up my watch for them. And you know, I just don't. I'm so comfortable running easy that I'd rather just run easy, which is a whole problem there. Cause you know, sometimes you got to get uncomfortable to see progress, right? I get that. I understand that. Don't at me. But when I do think about doing a speed workout, I can tell you right now, I'm not going to do a tempo run cause I hate them. Like I just hate them, which maybe means I should try to mix one in once in a while, but I don't execute them well, probably because I don't like them very much. So, you know, it's kind of one of those where if I'm going to half-ass a speed workout, I might as well, you know, like Ron Swanson said, or at least like Ron Swanson is quoted in the memes. I don't know whether he said it or not, but, you know, instead of half-assing two things, I might as well whole-ass one. So instead of half-assing a tempo run, maybe just, you know, really drop the hammer on a speed workout. But again, you know, get sick of doing intervals, get hill repeats. God, I run hills every day. The last thing I want to do is do hill repeats. So again, just I haven't done speed workouts very much. The speed workout that I enjoy the most, maybe you can relate to this. I know I feel like fartlek runs. It's yes or no. There's not a lot of gray area when it comes to fartlek runs. I like them because again, B minus. They're not rigid, right? It's not like, you know, 10 by 1 minute or 10 by 2 minutes or whatever. It's not 8 by 400 meters. It's run hard for a little bit, recover for a little bit, run hard some more, recover some more. Mix and match the distance, mix and match where you do them, run with as the spirit moves you, which for me, I can get behind that. I still don't do them as much as I should, but I can get behind a fartlek run. Maybe you can, maybe you can't, but one way or the other, I've even kind of gotten burned out on fartlek runs. Like, probably because it's the almost the only speed workout I've done in the last year and a half. And maybe also because I've kind of gotten into a groove where it's like, you know, I do all my runs in the neighborhood, or at least all my runs during the week in the neighborhood. And so my speed workouts or my fartlek workouts in the neighborhood, I pretty much have created a formula for those, right? Like I do, my first section is always by the pool. My second section is on this little down and up off of the main street in the neighborhood, or one of the main streets of the neighborhood. My third one is around the big horseshoe loop. Like, not that you need to know all these things, but it's like, I can tell you where I stop and start each of my fartlek workouts or fartlek repeats, which kind of takes the speed play, laissez-faireness, willy-nilliness out of the fartlek run and turns him into kind of just, you know, an irregular repeat situation. Recently, I've stumbled into a new idea for a speed workout that I'm probably not the first one to think about this, but quite frankly, I haven't heard really anybody talk about it before. Probably because it's even less structured than a fartlek workout, which is right up my alley. Maybe it'd be right up your alley. Maybe not. I don't know. You know, again, you do you. If this is not hitting home for you today, or at least by the time we get to the end here, if you're like, that sounds like a terrible idea, then dismiss it. It's all good. Keep hammering out your 400-meter repeats or your whatever, your 3x5 minutes. I mean, whatever. Like, there's nothing wrong with those repeats. Keep hammering them. But if you're looking for a maybe just another option when it comes to speed workouts, let me tell you what I've been doing for the last couple weeks, or at least the last couple times I've done speed workouts that I kind of think I really enjoy. And that's chasing Strava segments in my neighborhood. So in our neighborhood, I believe at last count, there's six recognized Strava segments. I didn't create any of these because I'm Strava cheap. I'm not Strava premium. So I don't think I can create segments anymore. I think that was one of those things that they tried to hold over my head, hold hostage a few years ago. Like, well, you upgrade to premium and you can create your own segments. And I was like, you know what? Take your segments and get in the sea with them. So I've kind of just been dismissing segments for years. Like, I never really got into segments on Strava. But recently I stumbled upon one. I stumbled upon a couple of segments and changed my route so that I could be the king of the mountain. And I'm certainly working on setting that up to where no one's ever going to run more of these couple of segments than me over the course of a 90-day period, which is how that thing works. But then I looked into it a little bit deeper and I was like, you know what? I wonder if I could climb up the leaderboard on a couple of these segments, which again, if you're not fluent with how Strava segments work, basically it's like somebody creates a little route or a little segment, you know, sometimes it's a quarter of a mile, sometimes it's a tenth of a mile, sometimes it's, you know, 3/4 of a mile, whatever. But then they name them, you know, there's one in our neighborhood that's Hoo-Ah. There's one in ours that's Go Army Beat Navy. And I don't have a dog in that fight. So Navy folks, hey, you know, whatever, Go Navy Beat Army, whatever. You know, it's just what the segment is called. There's a few others. There's you know, a real clever one. Like if I was to create a Strava segment, I would name Whispering Pine Entrance East to West. That's one of the segments. Like that's my kind of labeling system. But anyway, one way or the other, there's 6 or 7 different segments in our neighborhood, and I have begun chasing the leaderboard. So earlier this week, when I did my speed workout for this week, I warmed up for, I don't know, a mile, something like that. And then, you know, I've kind of learned where the segments are, you know, kind of start here, stop there type of situation. A lot of times it's from, you know, one street and it ends, starts at one street and ends at another street. So it's pretty easy to figure out. And, just hammered, just ran as hard as I could for the length of the segment. You know, then walked, recovered a little bit, jogged up to the next segment, tried the next one. And I'll tell you what. A, I'm not going to do all 6 or 7 segments in the same workout. So it allows me to mix and match my workouts. Sometimes I can do these couple of segments. Sometimes I can do that couple of segments. I pushed harder than I think I've probably ever, not ever, but I pushed harder than I would generally push on a speed workout by myself in the neighborhood. And even though I'm still doing these by myself, and I do think that group runs, like one of the big perks of a group run is to do a speed workout because you're just feasting on, you know, the excitement, the energy. Somebody's going to be faster than you or somebody's chasing you down. So it gives you that little bit of extra effort to dig deep. Knowing that there's a couple of guys in the neighborhood that are still running regularly, that, you know, are still pushing some of the, like I set a segment record a few weeks ago and it lasted for like a day and a half or 2 days. Like homeboy in the neighborhood got the alert that said somebody beat your segment and he came out and crushed it the next day. So it adds a little bit of level of competition. So even though we're not side by side racing, you know, there's that little bit of effort to like, don't let up because old Daniel Harris from, you know, lives on the other side of the neighborhood. He's going to come at me, which is cool. I mean, it's a fun competition, right? So anyway, it's maybe it's just exciting to me because it's new. Maybe it's exciting to me because I haven't heard people talk about chasing Strava segments as a viable workout before. But I just thought I'd share because I think again, you know, having options is never a bad thing. If you enjoy tempo runs or you enjoy a fast finish long run or you enjoy some other type of repeat, whether it's fartlek or otherwise, hey, keep doing the workouts that you can execute well and get after it. But if you want to mix it up a little bit, maybe take a look in your neighborhood or in, you know, kind of the area that you typically run. Take a look on Strava. And I know Strava is a pain in the ass to navigate. Strava, don't look on your app on the phone because the app is terrible, right? And if you want to disagree with me, come at me. Come at me guns blazing. The app is so unfunctional that it's pathetic. But bring it up on your browser. Bring it up on your computer. It's still not great, but it navigates better. And you can do a search of your town of segments. And then you can zoom in, of course, and find your neighborhood. And if you can find a half a dozen segments in your neighborhood, I mean, you know, maybe once a month, throw down in a couple, see what happens. You might, you might surprise yourself, maybe in a good way, maybe in a not good way. I don't know, but it's a fun little challenge. It also is a little bit, and again, maybe this is more of a B-minus thing. So if you're super type A, maybe this doesn't work for you, but there's a little bit of like delayed, I don't want to say delayed gratification, but like you don't necessarily know right away if you bested the segment or not. Right? You hammer, you push, you hope you got it. And then, you know, eventually when your run uploads to Strava, then you find out if you got it or not. But maybe it's a good option for you. It's still not a perfect speed workout. There is no perfect speed workout, right? At certain points of your training cycle, it may be even something that wouldn't make sense to do. Maybe you're training for a goal marathon. And while I will go to my grave saying that, you know, high intensity speed intervals or speed segments, chasing Strava segments are beneficial for marathoners, ultra marathoners, etc. Maybe at a certain point of your build up, and you know, talk to your coach or consult the Google or whatever. It very well could make more sense to do something where you're grinding out some miles at goal pace or something like that to kind of get a feel for, you know, like a fast finish long run where the last 5 or 6 miles of your long run are at goal pace. And you really kind of feel what that's like, kind of on tired legs and shifting gears, things like there's a lot of benefit to that too. But every once in a while, dropping the hammer, chasing the Go Army Beat Navy segment, chasing the, what's another one in our neighborhood? Uphill Both Ways, chasing that one. That's on my list for the next time I do one of these. I haven't tried that one yet. I think I can give it a shot. I don't know. I mean, I know I can give it a shot. I think I might could give it a run for the money to finish towards the top of the leaderboard. But ultimately, you know, I've found that I've been able to execute these segments pretty well. And like I said earlier, that's the name of the game when it comes to a speed workout. If you can execute well, meaning that you can really push hard, really bring the intensity up for whatever the given duration is. Obviously, a longer segment, longer fartlek segment, longer speed interval or tempo run, the effort's not going to be quite the same as if it's super short where it's just a dead sprint, but where you're bringing that intensity up to a high level, given the distance of the duration that you're running, it's something we all need a little bit of, right? And again, this is where I always hesitate because as soon as I say we all need to do some speed work, some of you clowns, I love you, but some of you clowns are like, "Did said we need to do more speed workouts." No, that's not what. Depending on where you're starting from, that's not what I'm saying, right? If you're not doing any speed workouts, kind of like me, then yeah, you might could do some more. Right? But again, it might be one a month. Once every 3 weeks could be plenty. If you're doing a couple speed workouts a week already and you're only running 3 times a week, which was, you know, I know people that do that because I was people that do that or did that. Yeah, you don't need to do any more speed workouts. You need to do fewer speed workouts. But anyway, we can have that discussion on another day. But if you want to add some variety to your mix, maybe add a little healthy dose of competition to the mix, especially if you're doing a lot of your workouts by yourself, look for some Strava segments. Chase the leaderboard. See if you can't get up to that top spot and then hold it. Maintain it. Continue to push yourself to stay at the top because you never know when Daniel Harris or somebody else in the neighborhood might just be gunning for you. So anyway, that's my thoughts on using Strava segments as a speed workout. Have you done so before? Have you liked it? Have you not? What are your thoughts? Have you ever heard about that before? Am I just new to this party, or am I, you know, Am I hosting the party? Am I organizing the party? Is this going to be the new thing because I came up with it? Probably not. But let me know what your thoughts are on using Strava segments to structure a speed workout. And if that's something that you want to try, give it a shot. Give it a shot. If you don't like it, hey, don't do it again. It's all good. It's all good. Anyway, thoughts on this episode, let me know at DizRuns on all the social medias, DizRuns@gmail.com. If you want to slide into my email inbox, hopefully I'll see it. Sometimes it's a black hole in there, but I'm trying to do a better job of checking that regularly, so hopefully I'll see your notes there. And of course, you can head back over to the blog post for today. There's some memes, there's some GIFs, there's some tomfoolery as per usual. There's also that comment section down at the bottom. Type away thoughts on Strava segments, thoughts on this episode. DizRuns.com/1232 will get you there. Comment section down at the bottom of the page. Thanks again to Magic Mind for the support. If you haven't gotten yourself a little shooter of Magic Mind, a little boost to your focus, a little boost to your mental capacity, whether at work or on the run, check it out. MagicMind.com/DizRuns is the link. DizRuns20 at checkout. And that's the number 20, of course. DizRuns20 at checkout. Save yourself an additional 20%. At least 20% if you're just getting a one-off, an additional 20% on top of the discounted prices of any of the subscriptions, up to 56% if you get the bougiest of the subscription pricing. So there you go, magicmind.com/DizRuns. And with that, we'll go ahead and wrap this one up, y'all. Thanks for the time. Thanks for the attention. Thanks for humoring me as I talk about Strava segments one way or the other. If you're going to do a speed workout, don't cheat yourself. Don't half-ass it. Whole-ass that speed workout. Get out there, drop the hammer, have some fun. And until next time, y'all, be well. Take good care. Thanks again for listening. And we'll talk soon, all right? See you.